You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build the social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Hey, it's Ashley Shaw again, founder of the Done For You Social Posting Strategy, founder of Business Bootcamp for Fitness Coaches, and creator of the Social Selling Simplified podcast. And I've used social media to grow my online business from zero clients to over 38,000 coaches trusting me to help them with their social media. I've done all of this from scratch, and I didn't need 10,000 Instagram followers to hit six figures. And through my marketing system, I've been able to retire my husband from oil and gas so we both stay home with our eight-week-old daughter, Coco. Welcome to my brand new four-part mini-series, Attracting Your Ideal Customer with Authenticity. Now, in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to change your mindset around having to sell people. And more importantly, this will help you attract people and start to see your ideal customers come to you. So if you're a coach, but you aren't sure how to find your people, you can help, or you're a network marketer in the health niche looking to sell without selling, you'll discover how fitness entrepreneurs like you and me can build a strong, profitable business without turning people off, and why it's critical you focus on this right now. In part one, we talked about a proven system for finding your people with authenticity. I shared how this is going to immediately help you build consistency and start feeling that sense of achievement again in your business. So if you haven't heard that episode, go back and listen to it now and then come back to this one. Today, I'm going to build on what we discussed by sharing the number one thing you must master if you want to sell without selling. Think of this as your first step towards making this happen. This is an entirely new way of thinking about selling, so you'll want to pay close attention. I'm also going to share how to get over that awkward feeling of selling and your mind getting in the way of you doing what you need to do to grow your business. When you know how to do this, you'll know exactly how to attract people you can help. The goal is to break you free of feeling stuck and frustrated. This way, you'll never have to worry about how to sell your friends and family, which means you'll be able to actually pull people in without directly inviting and sending all those uncomfortable "hey girl" messages. We've got a lot to cover today, so be sure to have a pen and paper ready to take notes as you're following along. Anytime you're trying to sell without selling, it's unavoidable that you'll hit roadblocks. You might have experienced some of them already. Things like not having that confidence to invite, so you end up avoiding it. You get overwhelmed by how much time you're spending on social media trying to figure out that messaging. And maybe you even get to the point of burnout when you do start inviting and you're just like on copy, paste, and repeat. Well, here's what I know to be true. If any of this sounds familiar, it's totally normal. But if you simply accept this at face value, you'll never authentically find your people. And I know where you're coming from. I get that it feels like some of this is out of your hands. It's frustrating to come up against these things again and again. I've been there myself. I've seen other network marketers in the health and fitness niche go through the same thing. And it's especially stressful because you know that getting past these challenges are key in helping you build the authentic business of your dreams. So in this episode, I'm going to make it easy for you. I'll help you avoid these usual headaches by showing you the simple steps I follow to get over those mindset blocks that are preventing you from selling in your business. And these will save you a ton of time. So before we go any further, it's important I bring your attention to something that often gets overlooked as you begin to see this on a practical level. And ignoring this virtually guarantees you'll have a tough time trying to find your people with authenticity. It's easy to think that selling has to be salesy. And this is a dangerous assumption to make. I don't want you falling into this trap. But at some point, most of us believe this is true, myself included. And this big assumption is why so many network marketers in the health and fitness niche are struggling. They just want to help people. Coming up, I'll reveal the truth behind the old belief that you have to be salesy to sell. And more importantly, I'll share with you what you need to know instead. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. And we're going to dive into the three things you need to learn now to change that mindset around selling. The first one is going to be about rewiring your brain. The second one is going to be about the importance of meditation and how it can totally help you with rewiring your brain. And the third is I'm going to give you three super easy resources that have completely transformed my way of thinking about business, even when I'm not feeling confident. So the important thing to understand is that our mindset around what we do determines how we do something. So if you feel like you're constantly selling people, it's because you deep down have that belief that you need to sell and you need to be salesy in order to get where you need to be in your business. And what happens is when you hold these beliefs, it's hard to differentiate, are they a belief or are they the truth? Because very quickly, what we feel is a truth is actually deep down a belief. It's something that we've picked up along the way. And I remember back to when I was 18, I had started with a network marketing company and I was selling knives. And I had an uncle that, he might've been a distant cousin actually, but someone that I truly, truly respected. I had asked him if I could do my knife demonstration. And this back in the network marketing days was how you did these things, right? You had a script and it was all about, well, I have this, you know, new business venture that I'm involved with and I need to get some practice. Can I do my demonstration for you? And what had happened is he said to me, prefer not to. Can we just have a beer or something together instead? And I just stopped in my tracks. I felt like I was, you know, I was super salesy in that he felt like I was being super salesy and it instantly made me feel really uncomfortable. I felt like I sort of like lost my stride and it made me hold on to those feelings every time I was asking for, you know, not even the sale at that point, but anytime I was like asking someone if I could basically inviting them to be a part of this knife demonstration that I was doing. And the problem with this is that when these events happen in our lives, we hold on to them. And that feeling gets imprinted in our bodies and we carry that unless we decide that we're going to challenge it. We all have a choice in what we believe and to challenge those beliefs. And in this circumstance, you know, my brain needs to be rewired around this because if I continue to carry that one little tic-tac size event with me, it's going to hold me back every single time I go to invite someone and tell them about what I'm doing and how I may be able to help them. So number one, when it comes to rewiring our brain, we need to understand that our state of mind is made up of three elements. It's made up of circumstances. So what actually happened? In this case, my cousin said, you know, I'm not interested. Can we go for a beer instead? Then there are the thoughts that happened right after that, how I actually felt, what feelings came after that. So when we break those things down, circumstances are the things that happen every day that we can't control, but we can prove. For example, it's a rainy day. But if you take three people who are each experiencing the same rainy day, you'll find they're each experiencing different thoughts and feelings towards it. That's because circumstances don't actually drive our feelings. We don't all have the same feelings towards the same circumstances. So one person may see a rainy day and be like, oh, it's so crummy out, we can't do anything. Another person may look at it and be like, wow, like this is beautiful. It's replenishing the gardens. I don't have to water them. Oh, it's so nice out. And another person may say, oh, like we've had a couple of days that it's been really hot. It's nice to have this rain come and change the weather. So we don't all have the same feelings towards the same circumstance. We get to choose how we feel about that circumstance. So when somebody, for example, says no to us, we get to choose that that means, oh, that feels really uncomfortable. They are totally dissing me. They're, you know, not interested in what I have to say. Or another person could look at that and say, oh, like they're just not ready right now. They're totally feeling good about where they are at this point in their life. That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. That's fantastic. Like, I want to learn more about what you do so that maybe I can learn something from it. So most people are taught to believe that what happens directly affects their feelings. We attribute the circumstance to how we feel, but it's not true. What drives what we feel is driven by what we think. We define experiences with our mind, but thoughts drive our feelings. And we have about 60,000 thoughts per day. So if we go back to one of my favorite leaders on the subject, Dr. Shannon Irvine, she teaches people to notice the thoughts that are getting in the way. And she advises people to write them down every morning to get them out of your head. Then look at them, pick out the negative ones that are not serving you. People tend to wait for the external circumstance to change to feel better. They believe their mood cannot improve until the rain is gone, but it doesn't work that way. You get to decide what you think. And here's how you start to change those thoughts. There's something called the thought model tool. And I actually have a quick video on how to rewire your brain that I'm going to talk to you about in the next episode. And I'll share a link with you in the next episode with how you can use this tool so that you can start to download all those thoughts that are getting in the way. And then you're able to actually decide, do I believe that? Is that really true? Or am I just jumping to that feeling and not looking at that with intent? So that is the number one thing that we need to do to learn how to change our mindset, is we need to be able to start rewiring our brain and breaking down those three things that are happening. What's the circumstance? What is the thought it's creating? And how is that? How am I deciding to feel about it? Because in that circumstance I described with my cousin, I could have also looked at it like, okay, here's the circumstance. He said no, he'd prefer to go for a beer. And then my thought from it, instead of like jumping to, you know, he's making this uncomfortable and I don't, you know, my feeling is like I'm disappointed and I feel embarrassed. Instead, I could look at that same situation and say, okay, well, my thought is he's just not interested. And maybe he's already got a great set of knives and that's okay. And my feeling is, oh, I definitely want to continue to build this relationship. I'll go for that beer. So the second thing we're going to jump into and talk about here is meditation. So meditation is definitely one of the secret sauces that helps keep not only people in the regular world that feel like they sort of need that break. Also, it is definitely the number one trend I see amongst successful entrepreneurs talking about meditation. And I want to explain why that is. Why do so many successful entrepreneurs turn to meditation to help them with their mindset? In short, it's a powerful way to master relaxation and manifestation because meditation helps with brain priming, aka abundance priming. That's when you build pathways in your brain that believe that abundance is possible, that it's going to happen. It's inevitable. But to reach abundance, you first have to remove the neural networks that feed that scarcity thinking. That prefrontal cortex is the conscious part of the brain that's in control, and the subconscious is cruising on autopilot. Our subconscious minds are programmed by the thoughts we repeat to ourselves over and over and over again. So everything we tell ourselves will either keep us in scarcity or in abundance. Insert meditation. While meditating, you're practicing visualization. The more you visualize what you want, the more it becomes real. You'll start to, in a way, live in that reality and visualize it into existence. Everything that exists in your external world started in your internal world. And when you practice meditation, the things you desire on the inside will start to exist on the outside because you believed it could. When it comes to meditating, anything by Joe Dispenza is absolutely going to be life-changing for you. He has studied the brain and he deeply understands what kind of meditations build those abundance pathways. And that's why I absolutely love him. It's going to feel a little bit strange, maybe at first, if you haven't meditated, but definitely stick with it. So when it comes to meditating and this brain priming, how it ties into selling without selling. And this idea is that when you feel you have to sell, you're buying into scarcity. You're feeling like there's not enough. I've got to push this person into something and they don't want it. Whereas when you start focusing on this idea of abundance, it's like there's enough customers for me out there. When I put out my true heart, I'm going to attract the people that are attracted to me. There's no need to take on people that don't want what I have. You can feel that those two situations and what we're describing there from our thoughts are completely different. If you felt that you just, in order to attract your people, you just had to become more of yourself, would that not feel totally different in how you would approach something versus if you felt, I have to sell this person? They're totally different mindsets that come out of that, which means you're going to react totally different in that situation. And that level of stress that accompanies that is completely different. So that is why meditation really plays into this and why it's so important that you start digging into this in order to be able to change that mindset. And lastly here, I have three resources that are super duper easy that are going to help you see success with those mindset shifts and the confidence when these things start becoming a routine. It's one thing to be motivated, but motivation doesn't last all the time. So what are you supposed to do when those negative feelings pop up? This is why we need to have the tools that will positively impact our mindset and bring our confidence back up. So the three resources that have helped me completely change my way of thinking around business, even when I'm feeling off, are the following. The first one is my favorite book, Dollars Flow to Me Easily. Reading is one of those things that can impact my mind in such a strong way. When I start to waver, this book can get me back to the right mindset in a snap. And essentially, it teaches us that if we think something's easy, it's easy. And if we think something's hard, it's hard. Now, this seems like a super duper easy concept, but if you really think about that, do you feel that asking someone to join you is easy or do you feel like it's hard? Do you feel inviting is easy or do you feel like it's hard? How you frame that is how it will be. So it's such a simple but impactful book. And this takes us back to where we talked about circumstances and thoughts and feelings. How three people are all having the same rainy day, but they're experiencing it differently. Are they thinking it's easy or are they thinking it's hard? The second resource I would recommend in terms of building into your routine, Shannon Irvine's podcast, which is Epic Success, and then Chris Plackey's podcast, which is called Lead Your Team. So, okay, these two experts help us understand the more that we understand our brain, the easier it is to understand the things that we need to do. It provides a deeper understanding of why we do the things that we do when we understand our brain and how we can actually support our brain to do more of what we want. The more we understand the brain, the more we can take action in the right ways. These podcasts will get you there. The Why I Do What I Do folder is the third resource I would recommend. This is all about creating a folder of the good stuff that has happened in your business and the stuff that you love. Did you go to the beach on Tuesday because you make your own hours? Add that to the folder. Did someone send you a message about how good they feel since they've been working with you? Add it to the folder. Because we're all going to have those little setbacks and those times when our mindset sort of takes a different turn. It can come in the form of a crappy customer service email or maybe a tough conversation with a family member. But it's important to get yourself in the right mindset because it can tear up a day or a week if we allow it. And we sit back and we don't unpack what's happening with our mindset. We want to have something we are intentionally building so we can be constantly connected with why we do what we do. And that's it. Keep all those documents somewhere safe so you can refer back to them when you need that pick-me-up. Confidence isn't something you happen upon overnight, but with continual practice and self-reflection, you're sure to get there. Let's do a quick review of what we've covered today. First, we saw a whole new way to think about how to change your mindset around having to sell people. You can use what you learned here today to immediately help you find your people with authenticity. Plus, you found out how to sell without selling, so you know exactly how to move forward when it comes to changing and shifting that mindset. It's been a jam-packed episode, so make sure to review your notes and put this into action right away. Speaking of taking action, before we go today, make sure to leave me a comment below this episode. Tell me, what will life look like a year from now once you've applied all of this? Knowing how to sell without selling and really getting your mindset wrapped around that absolutely helps you find your people with authenticity. What does that look like to you? Get a have on your life, the lives of your family, and those around you. And let me know in the comments below. And if you found this video useful, please share it and make sure to tag me or comment below and let me know. In the next episode, I'm going to show you the entire framework so you can start attracting people today. It builds on everything we've talked about. And most importantly, it outlines everything from how to get people to take notice of you to getting them to actually start coming to you. I believe this is the most valuable training in this mini series. You'll walk away with so much clarity about how everything fits together, and you'll see the areas that are most important for you to look after right now. So if you're a coach, this will give you the exact track to run on to having a strategy to get people to come to you. And if you're a network marketer in the health niche, then you'll learn the specific steps you can take right now to amplify the momentum you already have. Plus, you'll identify a few things which are likely holding you back from getting people to come to you the way you want. I'm even including a PDF download of the entire framework so you can print this out and use it as a roadmap to get people to come to you. The next episode is all about equipping you for long-term success and giving you the big picture strategy for making the progress you're after. But for now, I'll leave you with this. Just by learning what we've covered today, you're one step closer to your ultimate goal. You want to find your people authentically. And you and I both know it's so much more than just that, because it means you're able to stay home and do this full time and even retire your spouse if you really want to. And that's what really matters. So take what you've learned here today and start putting it into practice. Maybe you're just in the beginning stages, or maybe you can apply it right away. The key thing is to get moving. You'll want to take these small steps, which will get you where you want to be. Next up, I'll share the framework that will help you attract with authenticity on social media. I'm excited just knowing what a difference this will make. I can't wait for you to hear the next episode. And now some fun news for fitness leaders. Our Find Your People, Fill Your Programs challenge is coming up soon. If you're a health or fitness influencer and you're struggling to figure out what to post that will help you find your people online, you won't want to miss this. Over 5 fun days, we'll send you a fresh daily done for you social media template to quickly edit and use immediately. These templates, all written by a professional copywriter to inspire curiosity, have been shown to boost engagement as much as 80%. The best part is we'll be doing it all live and together in our private business bootcamp for fitness coaches Facebook group, and it's totally free. Join thousands of like-minded health and fitness influencers, access exclusive trainings on fitness business and marketing topics, see how others are using their social media templates effectively, grab more templates and inspo to make your socials more effective ASAP, and more. The party kicks off on October 19th. Just go to ashleyshaw.ca/challenge to join us. Trust me, you won't want to miss this. Let's supercharge your socials together over 5 incredible days. The place to sign up is ashleyshaw.ca/challenge. Go now before you forget and kick yourself for missing this.